You reposted this actually from
Yeah, no,
yours.
I didn't know him. I'll have you know, I DM'd him personally and said it'd be really great if you could give some credit to Pillars of the Past, because I didn't realize that it was yours until you
Well,
commented to it.
he didn't know either, and I
But
mean, like,
I'm sure so much of my 4K footage is out there, it reshared fucking things, like, you know what I mean? Like, it comes with the territory,
comes
but
with the
yes, this story,
territory.
it's this Rowles, he filmed this, and this is bloody interesting, to be
Hey, dude,
honest.
I don't like, I'm letting you guys take over. I filmed it, you guys take over. You know what I mean? Like, this
Yeah,
is,
like,
I.
what do you think here?
The skeptic side is like, okay, it's been erosion and exposure, but that also doesn't make sense. Why are the other ones not like that? It looks like
Just
two
to explain to
different
people,
stones.
though, like what we're looking at here. So, like one person in particular, Marcel Fonti, who has popularized the natron theory and is very much a proponent of the idea that they were creating artificial stone slurries that they would then use as a paste that would become hard and turn into stone over time. And that's one of the big debates over, you know, how were they creating these incredible polygonal multi-angle fitting stones? And this is weird because what it looks like red granite. And then underneath the cracked red granite, as you can see, can you zoom in on that one in particular at all? Like underneath this one is what looks like limestone. I don't know, but it looks very much like a red cracked veneer instead of an actual block.
I mean,
And the red is a signature, isn't it? Like, isn't there an Amazonian myth? Isn't there like a Peruvian myth
so
about red paint?
of the paste, and it's
Paint,
funny,
right?
right? I think that there is some Helmut Tribuch, physicist over at the Free University of Berlin, put a paper out, and it was back in 2012. And he suggested that, to make a long story short, if the Inca were mining pyrite from the mining, if you mix that with this red plant, and the red plant is Cieza de León wrote about it, De La Vega wrote about it, Percy Fawcett wrote about it, Cabo wrote about it, like
And wasn't there
this.
like two separate stories of a bird like breaking that plant on a stone and
So it would take it up and it would rub the leaf in the stone, and after a little bit, the stone would have a hole in it. So that was the observations made by, Fawcett and some of these other. There's also a story in, I did a whole, I haven't released it yet, but it's one of the Spanish chroniclers saying when they arrested some of the Incas, they would have this powdery substance that would explode the chains. This from a plant, it would explode the chains,
Oh,
and
shit.
so the idea presented in this paper is that this plant produces a mild acid called oxalate, something called oxalate. It's not my field of study, but that plant with oxalate mixed with like the pyrite from mining and these other acidic minerals could create a paste that would over time soften the outer layer of the stone. And what you see in Cuzco is, especially in between the cracks where they meet, you'll see some residue of something
Yep, some
reddish.
red, yep.
And so, and then in Leon or De La Vega's journals, they say the sun temple in Cuzco proper, so where the Coricancha is, they were seeing in between the stones gold. There was gold. What the paper's suggesting is maybe it wasn't gold. Maybe it was that mixture. It looked like gold because of the pyrite,
Right,
but
right.
over time it disintegrates into the stone. So what's happening here? I mean, look, you look at this as simple as possible. It looks like there's an outer casing. You know what I mean?
It does, yeah.
Now here, so let's remember what this inner stone looks like and move forward a little bit.
It really does look like a crust, a red crust.
It's thick though. It's also so
Yeah,
it
it's
like
thick. It is thick.
it also appears like other stone, but if you look at this stone on the left,
Yeah, it looks like it's
it
peeling off the top, like the top part's losing it, and
yeah.
what the fuck
Dude,
are you doing?
I don't know what to make of it.
this is one of the weirder examples and one of the stronger examples of this. Like, I don't know if you've got other ones that are on the same level, but this seems to be one of the weirdest ones I've seen online, like, since it's been shared now.
It's
very clear.
Honestly, this is one of the benefits of having 5 terabytes of footage. I don't remember what else I got. Just recorded the whole time.
Well, sometimes you don't even realize while you're filming. And then you look at it afterwards and go, oh, damn, and kind of wish you'd loitered on it for a little bit longer because you didn't see it. But this is, like, it's so weird, dude. And, like, the red and, so again, like, just the kind of, in a nutshell, this weird red mixture potentially softening the stone, all of these weird block architectural techniques in Peru. And then we come across this place where you've got this break. It looks a little bit like it's been pasted on and hardened. But, yeah, I mean, like, Marcel Fonti's having a field day with this one. This is, like, naked for him. Like,
please repost this. Please, yeah. Let's get some answers.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you know, we'll... I haven't seen anything quite like.
And is there anything else in this area that's as strong as this, or is it just this one wall where it's, like, really prominent?
It was this. I'll have to go back through the footage.
Yeah.
But this clearly stood out to me. But remember what the okay. So we have this white looking stone underneath or inside. I've got enough footage of sites nobody's seen before to last me years.
Dude,
this shocked me. I mean, this place is 8% excavated.
That's mind-blowing.
How much more of this is underneath?
Oh my god, it literally looks like a giant just came and kicked a tower.
Hey, this is a Project Unity exclusive.
What the f- is this point?
This one is where they went inside and found, like, mummies down here.
What?
At the bottom layers. 50 feet down. I mean...
Whoa, that looks like modern. That's like a Göbekli Tepe type of thing, where it's like, oh yeah, we've got tons more left to find here.
Dude, tons more.
This is Raoul's, he filmed this, and this is bloody interesting, to be honest.
Dude, I don't... Like, I'm letting you guys take over. I filmed it, you guys take over. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, for me to be able to... literally say, found an unregistered megalithic site.
I mean, like, that was one of the main goals of my life.
I already know people are gonna love this interview, man.